minutes past the hour of 10. I was hoping I'd wait for a few seconds until it's 10 past 10. But hey, we are here again. Another beautiful morning in the city of Lagos. Another beautiful day that we're glad to be alive. If you can breathe and hear the sounds of our voices wherever you are listening to this station for the nation, there's a reason to celebrate because, yes, you have survived yet another day. You are in a brand new week, an opportunity for you to become whatever it is you want to become. A place where you could just, you know, forget about the past and just push it, shove it away. Look with high hopes into the future by making the decision today to do the right thing that would channel you in the right direction. You may not be responsible for what has brought you where you are today, especially if it's an unpalatable situation that you found yourself. But you are solely responsible right now of what you become tomorrow. And that's why making the right decisions today is what will guide you into shaping that future of your dream. I'm not a motivational speaker, but I know that a lot of people stay in the past. You know, I've been in that place where I stayed in my past. So I know a lot of people stay in their past. Oh, if not of this thing that happened, if not of COVID, if not of that, I should have done better. Today, our message to you is that, hey, dump all of that. If a past is uninspiring, dump it. Pick yourself from today, moving forward, and decide a future for yourself, irrespective of your age, your tribe, whatever it is, your situation. Welcome indeed, and that's how we choose to start the show this morning on What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Check your time. It's 11 minutes going past 10 o'clock. And welcome. What's Up Lagos, where the Techers is live. And what an intro, Collins.
Wow.
What an intro. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You look packaged.
Packaged.
You know, I stopped talking. But I mean, you look good. And then from what you said this morning, it actually did touch me. Because I know that a lot of people actually do live in their past.
Yeah.
Blaming everything on how their life started, blaming everything on how, you know, their background was or how their childhood was or how that, like you mentioned, COVID-19 made them lose your job. And then you're right there. And I like the part you mentioned that, you see, you're not responsible for what happened in your past, but you're responsible for what would happen in your future your present situation.
That's right.
So that made a lot of sense.
Great. I mean, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you respond to me how you're doing?
Did you ask me?
How are you doing, Sarah?
I am fine, thank you.
Wait, oh, we slept well. I don't even know how I did wake up so bad.
I don't even know how I slept as well, but I'm fine. I'm awake. I'm alive.
Fantastic to know. Man, parenthood is a one experience that, man. Nothing like, well, you just need to experience it. And
goodness gracious.
It brings a lot of changes, man.
Talking about parenthood, so something happened to me this morning.
Yeah.
And it made me fear for myself. It brought a little bit of scare, kind of.
Okay.
And it's not a bad scare. It's a scare to be conscious. Scare to be, you know, very, very, very conscious. So I was ironing my clothes again. And this time around, I burnt my clothes.
By yourself?
By myself.
Yeah.
And then when that happened, I used the F and the S word, which I wasn't supposed to do, but I used it.
Out of anger.
You're like, yo, why did this happen to me? And I didn't know that my son was right behind me. And he repeated the exact thing I said.
Yeah?
I'm telling you. And I was like, hey, don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say that again. It is very bad. That is a bad word. Don't say that again. And then while I was telling him not to say that, I was telling myself, but you said it. Did you say it?
In his head, he'll be like, but mom, I just said what you said.
You know? I heard you say it and then I repeated after you. So it just made me really conscious, like, oh my goodness. You see, the things that we didn't think made any sense or the things that we know that they're bad.
Yeah.
But it took us having children to realize how bad they were, you know?
Absolutely.
It took us having children to know how bad they were. So I felt somehow like, oh my goodness. Why did I say this? Why did I even say that?
But you know, the little kid would be there like, but mommy, I just said what you said.
You know? Men, you know?
That's the point of the fact that, man, it matters what we say around our kids. Don't say that they're small. Don't say they won't hear. They are recording every single thing.
And that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Where they're still very young. They still, their imaginative ability is still very active, right? Mm. Their, what's it called? Ability to photograph things in their mind or in their brain is still very, very sharp. So as you're saying it, boom, they're picking it. As they're saying it, boom, they're picking it. Another thing that he did that I was like, yo, man. So there's something my toddler does. And I'm sure their mothers can relate to this one.
Yeah.
When he wants to sleep, he wants to put his hand, you know, in my, you know, very comfortable area. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could use the word. So he wants to put his hand in my
chest.
Boobs or my
chest.
So he
chest.
Wants to put his hand there so that he can sleep, and it has become a habit, right? Where he puts his hand there to feel comfortable, and then from there he sleeps off. If he's crying and he wants to feel good or he wants to pacify himself, he puts his hand there. So I realized that this is becoming too much of a habit. He has to stop doing this, and I started saying, "Don't put your hand in my," and I use the B word. Stop using your hand in my breast. Stop putting your hand in my breast. And this morning, he said, breast. He was like, no, breast.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Because you have been telling him.
He has been hearing me say that that's what those things are.
Jeez.
You know? So, I mean, sometimes we don't get to know the gravity, right? Until we now have children.
Do you miss that freedom of saying whatever you want to say, doing whatever you want to do without manning?
I don't know if I should say freedom, I'm happy about the freedom, or I'm now more cautious of myself. Right?
It keeps you uptight, right?
As parent.
Oh, man. Parenthood, indeed. Well, I don't know what your experience has been. If you've had a similar experience, but you want to share, it's okay.
Sound like you haven't even had any experience like that.
I don't know. Me, Dad, you watch me, I'm doing my training, my boxing training.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, he started, you know, knowing how to punch, and he would do like this, and I had to say stop. I had to stop doing it in front of him, totally. And then there was one day also I was watching a very violent, whatever
UFC,
UFC as it were. I don't know, Sir Alahe was behind me already.
yeah.
It was at night. He was supposed to be sleeping, and then the next thing, I just saw somebody appear. He was right behind me, watching when Conor McGregor was, you know, fighting. I was like, yo. You're not supposed to be here. He was laughing as, please, may I leave this place? So from that day, I felt like, man, I failed to deal. He was not supposed to see.
You know, sometimes it's even the song we're listening to.
Yep.
Now, this song is jiving, and we're, you know, enjoying the beat and the sounds and everything and the lyrics. And the moment we hear some part of the lyrics, something that would naturally just normally now, you listen, know, as far we'll just listen to the song and dance. And then you're seeing your toddler singing to that song too. Hey. Like, hey, don't sing. Like, put up that music. Out, you know?
And he's like, mommy, you're singing it.
I heard you sing this song.
Oh my. I don't know, man. But hey, like I said, parenthood is just another level of experience, especially when you have them very young. It's just a tough place to be. You know, when you're in this business, so every day we're learning
new things. I mean, shout out to the veteran parents. You're doing well. I mean, those who have trained their kids and your kids are doing well now. You can beat your chest and say, yes, I did a good job with this once. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you all.
Absolutely. And some people say at the end of the day, no matter, you just do your best and leave the rest. You know why? Oh my. And your best has to be the best. Because at the end of the day, you do all the best.
And then they go into the society.
They have the mind of their own.
You know, and they meet every Tom, Dick, and Harry telling them things. And they're seeing things as well. And they come back home to tell you, hey, but I heard this other child saying this. And I heard this other child saying their mom taught them this. You know, it's just something.
Man.
It's just something.
It's a whole lot of work.
Huh.
You know, like I was saying, someone said it's a full-time job. Parenting is not, you know, one off four, let me just do it for now. It's a full-time job.
Absolutely, it is.
So we have like double jobs right now, two full-time jobs as parents and as your a Derby host right here on Nigeria's number one for talk.
If you're a parent, do you have similar experience? And would you like to share how you have been cautioning yourself? Or what is that thing that you thought was a norm? You enjoyed listening to, you enjoy saying. But until you started having children and you realized how bad those words were or how not so good those words were. And how the songs you're listening to.
How have you handled that? Well, let's hear from Lagos. There's a time to kickstart.
Absolutely. Don't forget to tell us how you're doing and what's happening around your area as well. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190.
That's right. If you're sending a WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the number for WhatsApp messages. Let's get to the first call now. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
This is Mohammed calling from Sango.
Welcome, Mohammed. How are you doing?
During my teenage years, I used to listen to Notorious B.I.G. So those music that has experience and specific content. You get it. So by the time my daughter started, I listened to what this track that features Mr. Ross B.I.G. and R. Kelly.
Yeah.
So when the guy said, "You must be used to that," I'm doing using the effort. My daughter started singing that. This one. Since then, when they get to that track, I'll just keep it.
Wow. I can imagine. Thank you so much, Mohammed.
Thank you for sharing.
Oh, my.
I know that a lot of parents can relate to my experience this morning. I know that a lot of parents can relate to that. Feel free to share your experience with us. I saw a video, actually, on social media where this dad was, singing to a song in his car, and he had his toddler behind him. And, he was singing, and he got to that part. He had to put up the song, and then his daughter kept singing the song, and she mentioned all the exclusive words, all of it. And he was like, yo, what have I done?
So these days, man, if you're driving with your kids, just put some Christian song or just put...
I don't even know. But you see, at the end of the day, they're still going to hear all this song. They're still going to hear it. They're still going to hear it. Radio stations play it. Well, we're regulated.
Yeah.
But I mean, they have their phones. You listen to songs on your phones. You see and hear these things all
everywhere.
Around. You know?
And you can't tell people to stop doing that kind of music, because I don't know, man. But hey, guys,
let's talk to parents this morning. Can you relate to this?
Yoande is on the line, is calling from Ikoyi, and the Yoande is a first time caller.
Hi,
Yoande. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
First time
caller.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Wow.
So, I'm a first time mom. She's about 10 months, but I can relate to the experience because I'm a big fan of Big Brother Naija.
Okay.
While I was watching the show this year, we had some interesting people like Angel on the show.
Yeah.
And I used to watch it, but my daughter is so young, so I guess she doesn't really know anything. But I began to question myself because I realized that I may be doing a little bit too much, because if my daughter is like 2 years and seeing somebody twerking on TV and she's asking me, what are they doing? What am I going to say?
Exactly.
So my own position is definitely parenting is going to make some adjustments.
Absolutely.
And this adjustment might not be things that you'll enjoy, because I am a fun person. I love to watch reality shows. I'm always on Netflix. I'm always something on TV. My daughter knew all the adverts on Big Brother Naija. I'm not kidding.
I can relate to that.
She's just 10 months old. She knew the sequence of the advert. She knew the one after the other one. She wasn't going to say anything, but she was going to dance to me. She was going to make gesticulations show that, okay, I know what is coming after this. And trust me, I'm not sure I'm going to watch that show next year. But generally, yes, parenting is an amazing journey, but then again, you make adjustments.
Absolutely.
You have to make sure that whatever you do doesn't affect your child in a negative way. Because at the end of the day, our parents make choices.
Yeah.
Not cool choices, but we can do better, because this is 2021. There are so many things. There are porn websites with no security.
That's right. Asking
how old you are.
Yeah.
Before you open it, you know, so basically that's my own interview.
Okay, thank you.
It's nice to talk to you guys.
Yeah,
same here. You and Dave. Wow, fantastic. Martins is on the line. Can we take Martins?
Yeah, we can.
Martins, hey, welcome. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
Well, it's you people are wonderful and funny.
Thank you.
My name is Martins. I'm calling from Suriname.
All right, Martins. Let's talk.
Well, mine is a small story.
Okay.
So it's always very good for us to watch what we do before little children. Because they are sharp to copy things easily.
Yeah.
That's right.
So there is something I learned from my father. So anytime I want...
We need to go on a break quickly.
To the other room. I will not carry a torch. I will go to her and say, Missus, where is that thing? And she understands what I mean.
Hmm.
But do you know what happened?
Tell us.
One day, my little boy went and carried the torch. I went to her and said, Missus, where is that thing?
Wow. Wow. Did you hear that? Man, we need to go on a break. Martins, thanks for cracking us up. But guys, we have to be very careful what we say about around our kids.
10:36 Lagos is still What's Up Lagos with their techies. It's right, 10:36 on the clock. And of course, the feel of Lagos is still live.
That's right. It's live indeed. And we are asking you to share your, you know, if you're a first-time parent or you are Agbalagbi in the parenting world. You share your personal experience on, you know, those moments where you forget yourself and say some things to the presence of your children, or you're watching something and you think that, well, they're not taking note. And one day they just surprise you.
And they say the exact
boom.
Thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe we should ask it this way. What is that thing that you enjoyed listening to?
Mm.
Or, I mean, that song you enjoyed listening to, or that activity that you enjoyed doing?
Yeah.
What are not appropriate for your children, right? What's that thing that you enjoyed doing? And the moment you started having kids, you realize that, yo, I need to cut down on this,
mm-hmm.
or I need to be far away from them to do this or to listen to it.
What's your strong? That's right. What's the strategy to get them out?
Yeah.
You know, some people have strategy. Like the last caller was before we went on the break, was saying that whenever he wants to do with the wife, they have a code, and the code is you just carry torchlight and then get to the wife and just say, please, have you seen that thing? And, you know, one day was surprised that when the child also took a torchlight and went to meet the mom and say, sorry, have you seen that thing?
Are you kidding?
I mean, of course, the kid did not necessarily know
what he's looking for, but he had to do that with, you know, because he saw his dad do it.
And I mean, I was just cracking up here when I heard him say that. And
wow.
We'd like to hear more from you as we gradually coast to the 11 o'clock hour, where we'll bring you our main family talk for today.
The phone lines haven't changed. 0700-993-993-993. And the female only line is 01465-7190.
And for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. We are
the Techers. On WhatsApp, we have this one coming from Husseini Adejo from Lekki says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, and the Techers. I appreciate you this morning, Mr. Collins, for your words of encouragement. I love you guys. And we love you,
Husseini. All right.
Okay, Darlington, it's on the line right now. But before we pick Darlington's call, Femi, the pundit, says, good morning, the Techers. Andrea, I saw that video too, and I still have that James Blunt song title. You're beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It shocked me too. First time I watched it, and it shows how well the parents must have played the song for it to even stick to the subconscious. It says, sometimes I find myself humming songs with adult content, and once I realize it, I ask myself, how did I even start singing this?
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know, this says something about our brain having its own playlist.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's
Welcome.
Up, Lagos?
What's up,
What's
Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Cheers to life!
Yes, alive!
Yes, Andrea!
Cheers to life!
Chief Darlington!
Welcome, welcome.
I'm calling from the Akomojua Axis.
It's good to have you.
This topic is a very welcome one. There are things beyond what we see that sometimes accidentally we do before these kids, and we say they are too small, too young to understand. It's no longer the same. Sometimes you see them practicing it amongst themselves.
That's right.
When daddy and mommy are away. No child is too small anymore. Those days, at certain ages, your child would not even understand what is happening. But today, even right inside the tummy of their mommy, they can see and say what you say.
That's right.
Something shocked me when one of my children graduated from primary school. They wrote their names in form of a brief profile and submitted to the school, which was used on the graduation day.
Okay.
And those information included what would you want to be, what music do you like, and all of that.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, when they were reading out that of my boy, when he got to his music, he said Don Williams.
Ah, okay. Wow.
And then I was shocked. And then the MC said, at your age, you mean you know what who Don Williams is or the music? That was because for every time they were in the car, I was used to playing particular set of music. Jim Reeves, Don Williams, Dolly Parton, and in that, you go relate now better than Madame.
And me, sir, I'll be small picking though. But my dad used to play them.
Those of us were in the category of grandpa. You know the kind of music we play. And then ordinarily you would have expected that shouldn't influence, because can they really make meaning? I was wondering whether he could really make meaning from what Don Williams normally says. And then he chose Don Williams as his best music. So in this time, particularly those of us, those who are not too blessed, who are living in limited accommodation, you should know what I mean. Please, a lot happens, particularly when you go to schools. Teachers will tell you what they find these children doing. And then it will be shocking, alarming.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Be very, very careful.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Melvin is on the line from Ikorodu. It's been there. It's a first-time caller.
Hi, Melvin. What's up, Lagos? Sorry for keeping you. Hello?
Melvin is gone.
On WhatsApp, we have Biodu Cooper from Yaba says, Mr. and Mrs. Teke Dimeji, I'm enjoying your show. Every time I see the two, both of you, marriage, they hungry meal. As for the matter on ground, we have to be very, very careful with what we say or do before children. They never forget. I am in my late 30s and I can still remember things when I was a kid stored in my brain. Okay. Another message. Do we have a call?
Yep, we do.
Hello.
All right, let's get it. Hello.
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Wow!
Wow!
It's a wow stick. How do you feel, man?
What? Man, I feel good.
Nice.
Good morning.
Good morning to you,
Andrea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a no time caller, but now I'm the first time caller. Okay. This is Kunle.
It had to be you.
Yeah.
We have missed you.
Wow, good morning. We missed you.
I miss you people too. But the thing is, even this was, all this while, I've not been calling. Mm-hmm. At least on the scale of 100, I've been listening on 98%. So,
Wow.
So many times I've been, my hands have been so busy that I can't really make calls.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
In fact, I would have contributed on the show, but the excitement in me talking to you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Kule. We appreciate it.
Regards to you, to you and yours. Wow.
Aha. Okay, on WhatsApp, Chima Manchester, and he says, good morning, the techers. Omonobi only now, although I don't have kids yet, but anytime my godson is coming for the holidays, I deliberately delete all my search of Niger music from my YouTube, especially all the videos of Naira Marley and other sensitive videos. I missed Deontay.
And Fury.
And Fury, okay. Because he was around and my wife had gone to work. I know Fitz Watcham.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. Having a fan forever. Thank you, Chima. We love you.
That was a boxing fight.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Adozie Adininaji says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to my, cheers to life, my media, amiable Drew. Mm-hmm. Andrea, I can relate to your predicament. I've been a victim too. It can be very annoying. Parenthood is a full-time job itself. Anyways, I had a very restful weekend and my lungu is calm this morning.
Great.
Thank you for that one. Another message coming from Ade from Ikorodu says, I practically move around in the house absolutely clothless when it's just me and my wife. I had to box her up when the kids came. I don't want anyone playing with something thinking it's a toy. I miss those days though.
Yeah.
I can fully relate to you, Ade.
Oh, man. Benga, right? Hello?
Yeah.
Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Cheers to life.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Life.
Man, this topic is a wonderful one this morning.
Mm.
Let me just share my experience. You know, me and my wife, we got wedded on December.
Wow.
Last 2 years.
Ah.
You know what happened?
What?
I mean, 2015 rather.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My baby is just that. I don't know the kind of brain all these children carry come with. I don't even know. I can't even explain it.
Hmm.
You know, I normally call my wife whenever I want to call. I said, Baba, I love you. Just a day, my baby just picked the call. Hello, Daddy. Love you. I said,
Aww. I mean, for that sweet.
When I hear love you, I said, The second one is just that sometimes when I do joke, I say, Aye, Leo. The next thing I heard my baby say, Aye, Leo. Aye, Leo. What kind of Aye, Leo? Then I just stop. You know, we should just question of ourselves.
That's
of
right.
What we see.
Yeah.
In the presence of our children.
That's right.
Because all these children, in fact, their brain is even faster than
That's right.
You.
That's right.
Yeah, man. You people are a wonderful couple.
Thank you.
You keep people, when, you know, when I wake up early in the morning, when it's time for work, so that I don't miss it.
Thank you.
I don't miss it.
Thank you. We appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too.
I was going to talk about this Ade's case.
Okay.
Because I can relate. In fact, we can relate.
Absolutely.
You know how it is that, you know, you just want to be free.
You just
want to be like the way God has created you.
Mm-hmm.
They call it your birthday suit.
Mm-hmm.
You want to just wear your birthday clothes. But you cannot wear your birthday clothes these days. It's not supposed to be pointing at things for you and say, what is this? Can I see this?
See what?
This thing that is moving, what is this? And what can you tell them it is? But you eventually have to tell them.
When the time is right, man.
When the time is right. But you know, hey, God, how about bathing, you know? You know how it is when you want to have your bath, but they are following you all about. All about. Somebody should tell these little humans that if they stay by themselves, nothing will happen to them. Nothing. But they want to follow you everywhere. Even when you are using number 2, they are there. They don't want to go. I am pinned. Somebody help me.
Sorry.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
I know that some mothers can relate right now. And they're saying,
oh my God.
Go on, Andrea. I am with you. I am with you.
You know.
May God help us.
Ah, indeed. Amen. Amen to that. So it matters what we say and do in presence of our kids, no Absolutely. Matter how small they are.
That's right.
You know, you remember that video of a little girl that told the dad, the mom was saying, she stop it, stop it, stop it. And she now said, F-U-B.
Oh, yeah. Hey, she must have been hearing that
of
all the
course.
Time. She must have been hearing that consistently from her both parents, you know.
They must have been saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and it became a thing. And she I mean, there's nothing too. Wrong with her saying it. If my parents can say it, why don't I say it? Or
is
why
it
can't
F-U-B?
I say it?
Ay, ay, ay. I miss Kilo's a toddler. Anyways, more calls coming in there and more messages.
There are
too.
WhatsApp messages, actually. This one's coming from Etim Godwin. He says, good morning, the techers. The action parents take in the presence of their toddler speaks louder than the words we impact on them. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Another here, this is coming from who? Emmanuel from Ikotu says, what's up, Lagos? I'm 23, and I tell you, my taste of music was influenced by what my dad and my uncle that stayed with us listened to, from Ebenezer Obey to Sunday, yes. Sonny Ade, mm-hmm. To Shino Peters to Fela, and my friends kept complaining when I was still an undergraduate, but I couldn't help it.
That's right.
Okay, Patrick from Ogba here says, good morning, presenters. Kids are like magnets, so we need to watch what comes close to them.
Mm.
I had some kids who I was taking home art class. I was shocked when one of the kids was complaining about the mom watching BBN. He said, I don't even know what mommy is enjoying in that show. So that was his complaint.
Wow.
Okay, another is coming from, let's see, your name is Damien Okoli from Shogule. Says, good morning, the techers. What's up? It says, Collins, thanks for the birthday wishes you gave to my son on the 13th.
Okay.
I am an ardent listener of What's Up Lagos and Nigeria Info. I usually kiss my kids and my wife on the forehead before I leave, and after the kiss I say I love you, and my daughter and son have adopted it now. They now tell me and their mom I love you whenever they're off to school.
Aww.
I mean, that's a good one.
Yeah, that means you can actually impact
this one's
in
a
them
good one.
Some
yeah.
positive actions, you know.
Yeah, this one's a good one. E-plus, the storyteller, says, good morning, the tech is interesting to discuss. This suffices especially with the level of smartness the children exhibit, so you want to think twice before you act.
Yeah, so I mean this boy was like months. I don't think it was up to a year when you already understood, you know, he was getting used to
all of that smartness. I think started with 9 months.
Yeah.
When he was 9 months. The phone lines are still buzzing.
Absolutely. 0700-993-993-993. And for them ladies, you can call
01465-7190. Take that again. 01465-7190.
And for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. We're minutes away from 11 o'clock, and we'll be getting into the family talk at 11 o'clock. There's yet another burning matter for the family to discuss on the show today. Let's see who's next for a miracle. Wow.
For a miracle. For
I
a miracle.
Am next in line for a miracle. You know that song?
No, I don't.
This is my time. Arise and be blessed. I am next.
I mean,
line.
Fun fact, Lagos. I think I've never said this before. Collins was actually part of a choir. Like
yeah.
you were in the in a church choir.
Yeah, I used to sing
Ayo
in the choir.
Ayo is on the line.
Ayo.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Good
What's
morning.
Up, Lagos?
Good morning, sir.
My own, I'm so lucky to have them, two boys.
Okay.
Ah.
Okay.
Ah, I work and ask. We will ask you how is God formed. You can ask anything. And just because the mother calls me Femi, and I reply her by saying, you go to school one day and they're asking them questions. What about your, what's your dad's name? He said, Ayo, Ifemi Yusuf.
Wow.
And when they asked the mom's name, he said, Masurat Aye Yusuf.
Yeah. Wow.
Then the teacher had to call me, what's the meaning of Aye? Because the word sounds strange.
Mm.
You know, a Yoruba couple, a wife, Yahoo.
Okay.
Another one they call is Aya.
Okay.
If you are using the typical word. Then yep. when he calls me Ifemi, I will refer to Aya. That's the wife of Ifemi.
Mm.
questions. Now, I have to explain to the teacher before they understand that he actually picked the pet name.
Yeah.
Inclusive our real name.
Wow.
And that is how he believes our names were fun.
Wow.
And one day, my mom was asking him, like, who is he? What do you call me? He said,
indeed, the family could be the smallest, but is also the oldest institution in the society and is important for growth and development of that society. Now, it is building a block. It is that building block, the foundation, the bedrock of what everything that the society is going to achieve. It starts with the family. And how do families start? Families will start from man and woman, you know, husband and wife. So that makes it very important for us to also mention the role or the place of marriage.
Yeah.
All right, whatever you want to call it, whatever form of marriage, a husband, man and woman coming together. That's how families are formed and start, you know, coming together. So you can't talk about family without really mentioning
marriages. Marriage. Absolutely. And that's why today our conversation is going to be centered around marriages. Mm-hmm. We want to examine the changing role of spouses in modern day marriages. We know that the kind of marriages or the system we have in marriages these days is not what we used to have back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the regular man and woman coming together to only reproduce, where that the man's role is to go out,
hustle,
come back home, and the wife is to stay at home, take care of the children, and all she had to do was to reproduce children, to have children, and, you know, to take care of the home.
That's right.
Now, it has moved from that. The roles of spouses have actually changed in marriage these days.
That's right.
We now have fathers who are now, you know, paying attention to taking care of the children, doing domestic chores, and what have you. Now, we also have wives who are providing for the family financially.
That's right.
Mm.
So these roles have changed. And the transition, of course, didn't start today. You know, it came as a result of from globalization, industrialization, to the internet age and everything. Yeah. And every person or every family or every group of people get to adapt to that change one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Some, it was a smooth transition. Yeah. They just move on. Well, it's not a big deal. Let me just change. But others have stayed in the mindset of what they have known.
Yeah.
For example, you grew up in a house where your dad goes out and your mom is at home cooking. The mom always makes sure that the house is clean, doing the house chores. The mom always makes sure that the kids are taken care of. Some dads never, ever, ever, ever change the diaper or napkin, depending on what era.
They have no business when it comes to training or taking care of the child. You know, that's why back in the day they say when the picking spoil, that mama get up.
They go, you know, fine, mama get up, as it were. Mm. So yes, and then so people have found it really difficult to do that transition, to transit from what it used to be to what it is
now.
But one statement of fact that has been established in this, our introductory comment, is the fact that there has been a transition and there's also been a change in terms of roles as the husband and role as the wife. You know, it has transited in such a way that there's almost nothing like, okay, this is for you specifically, for woman, this specifically for men. So we want to look at, you know, these changes, whether you describe them as positive and bring your strong points. What are the advantages and
disadvantages
of these changes in terms of spousal their roles in the family?
Also, have these changes made marriages better or not? Have these changes made marriages better or not? Also, have these changes come to stay? I mean, you mentioned earlier there's some people who are still stuck with that archaic way.
Okay.
All right? The old way of, you know, the marriage setting or the family setting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of marriages are still stuck with that right now. I know of some men who would say, my wife would not do anything. I don't want her to do anything.
That's
I would
cater
for the family. I would do everything and come back home. Her job is to be in the kitchen. Her job is to be at home and have children for me and cook for me and wash my clothes for me and the and the likes. You know, why some men who, there are also some men who have said, yeah, I'll give her the freedom to do what she wants to do.
Yeah.
She, you know, can go out, work, fend for the family as well. I do my as well. I can also support at home with the chores and what have you.
And others look at it like a partnership. What they do is, well, we divide your roles.
Okay, yeah.
Today you are the one doing this, tomorrow you're doing that. Or in this our family, in this our family we're building. Oh, these are things. This the landmark. This is what we want to achieve.
Yeah.
And this is your role in for us to achieve this. You know, some I've gone as far as making it very clear, stating it clearly. Why? Where do you stand, and where would you stand if you had the opportunity to contribute on this matter? Our conversation is themed the changing role of spouses in modern marriages.
Mm.
Now, we're talking about gender roles, beliefs, household chores, and what have you. And the questions have been asked. What would you describe these changes? Have they been good? Have they made our marriages more stronger,
better?
Or people say, nowadays marriages don't last because of all these changes in the modernization, globalization.
Yeah.
Mm. This time everyone wants to do Yibo style. It is changing us. It's changing us. But what are the positives of these changes? Are women now more vocal? Is it helping more women to become themselves? Are women having the opportunity? Because yes, if you look at the olden way of how things were done, conventional African way, you realize that most women were subdued.
Mm.
All you do is stay at home. You are at home and all that.
Yeah.
So let's look at all these and let's hear what you have to say concerning a topic today.
The phone lines are open 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. I mean, I overheard a table talk conversation today. Okay. Women who are breadwinners.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, that's part of also the changes modern day marriage.
That's right.
Where the women are actually breadwinners. Women are actually fending financially for the family. In fact, I know of a family where the man is a stay-at-home dad.
Mm-hmm.
A full-time stay-at-home dad. And the woman is the one going out to, you know, provide financially for the home.
So she's the sole provider.
She is the provider. And they're living a balanced life.
And they're enjoying themselves.
There's no problem. I know
didn't they call the man the woman?
But their marriage is like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's part of the changes, you know, we have in the modern day marriages. Anyway, let's hear from you, Lagos. 0700-993-993-993. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. And the ladies, you can call 01465-7190. Let's get to the calls now.
Hello. Top of the day to you.
Welcome.
Hello, I be thy name.
Huliada.
Holy man from Kalahari Desert. Hear it now. That in those days, women were not just left to be at home. They still go to market. They still go to farm and bring the yam because men don't carry load. It's women that carry load. They still go to the farm and uproot cassava. And fry the garri down.
Mm-hmm.
So they were not just at home because I'm a witness.
Mm-hmm.
My father do farm, and then uproot the yam and cover it with a shallow hole. My mother early in the morning we take her to the farm. Me and my sister carry the yam, carry some to the market, and then buy full stop and come home. Is that not work?
Mm-hmm.
He wore the cloth of my father.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She wash our own. So if a man has to do that, it's very rigorous.
Mm.
All right.
But for you to combine such a thing to a woman to go to work and still come and do the domestic work, because I don't say na house way good, now they welcome persons.
Mm.
All right.
Your house is dirty. How do you look at it?
So this change of roles, these roles that we're talking about, has it made marriages stronger or otherwise?
Well, this later marriage, I think it's just a matter of try and error. And it is not well determined. Because marriage is not something you venture into by try and error. You must arrange.
All right. So she believes that in the past, there was, do you agree to that? But Moses on the line.
Hi, Moses. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? I can't shout so much.
It's okay. Welcome.
Good.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, the truth is that we feel we are getting advanced. I always use this word. The world is feel they are getting advanced, but they are heading to the doom because the world is heading to its end. While it's thinking is getting exposed.
Okay.
Nobody can be exposed more than the one that has created both the heavens and the earth.
Okay.
And its rule can never be changed, no matter what any people or anybody says.
Okay.
And I don't believe in there is a job for a wife and there is a job for the husband.
Mm-hmm.
I believe many people do not. And I keep saying it because of the way they are up, they bring them up, or because the truth is that even though they bring you up to a certain stage in life, there are times you get to that you will be able to make your own decision. You understand?
Mm.
So I believe getting married, you can't see your wife doing hard thing and you are sitting down there saying, I'm the man. It's just a common sense that a good man, like a loving God, like Jesus, when he was telling his disciples, he said, for you to be an elder, you have to, he took his disciples' leg and he washed their foot. So if you want to be an elder, you must be like me.
Mm.
All right.
So being an elder is like you consider others. You just want to put smile on somebody's face. You want to make your family happy.
All right.
And you try your possible best. But one thing today that I know that is really killing marriage, this sex before marriage people are doing anyhow.
All right. Thank you so much, Moses. Thank you for your contribution. He, I think, digressed.
Yeah.
We have a WhatsApp message coming from, okay, person chose to be anonymous, says, good morning, the techers. What's up, Lagos? Please, I want to remain anonymous. This topic is for married couples. Really, these days, whatever works for your relationship, just make sure you're communicating and you leave no room for toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I want to ask, at what point is it safe for unmarried couple to start referring to themselves as husband and wife until you tie the knot?
No, some people once
once they are there,
once,
I mean,
enough.
Once you're married, then you can refer yourself as husband and wife. We have AZ on the line. Hello, AZ, welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yes. Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, you see, what you are discussing this morning, eh?
Mm.
The level of a woman only in the kitchen now, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Is during our own mother's time, oh. And my mama is dead now, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So if I say I should leave my wife to be only in the kitchen now, eh?
Mm.
First of all, the hungry will kill their children, first of all.
Hmm.
Then you divert it to me because when she's weak, I remember when my wife's sick. She was sick seriously. So I was the one who did everything. I would go to market, I would cook, I would wash clothes, I would do everything just as she normally do it.
Hmm.
And that make her to promote her healing.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. But if you say as she's sick on the bed there, she should stand up and come and prepare the children. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Then cook my food. Ah, hey, now wahala.
All right.
Now wahala.
So okay. You think...
Wahala, yeah?
Do you think that these gender roles have made our marriages better?
It's better now. All because right. It's helped the woman too much now.
All right. Thank you so much, Aze. There's Prudence also calling on the line this morning. So our focus really is it was established the fact that there's been a change, all right, in terms of, you know, modern marriages.
Spousal roles in modern marriages.
There's no doubt there's been a change. So we're asking specifically some of those changes that has made some women to be breadwinners, that has made some men to even do things that in the past
An abomination.
Oh, how can you? You're washing clothes. No, where's your wife now? Oh, how can you? All those things have changed. We're asking specifically that, all right, look, these changes, have they been for good or otherwise? Do we have our marriages better now compared to what it used to be as a result of these changes or not? That's the question. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Yeah, my name is Thomas, a first-time caller.
Oh, welcome, Thomas. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Baghdad at the moment.
Okay, welcome. Great. Let's right. talk.
You see, I think these changes are hard to improve marriages, but we are still stuck to the old ways of doing things. Before I got married to my wife, I sat her down and I said to her, I was brought up, I saw my father going to the market. My mom also has a shop then. You know, they share things, they share bills, they share things.
Mm-hmm.
That was the way we were trained.
Yeah.
And then I had a girlfriend I wanted to get married to, and I explained to her, look, we are supposed to share bills. And she said, no, she wants to be a housewife, full housewife. I said, well, I wasn't trained that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to achieve something. We have to pull our resources together to achieve something. Mm-hmm. And God forbid, I pray I live long, but if I have to go, what will you depend on?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it ought to have made marriage stronger. It has made my own marriage stronger.
Okay.
My wife is hardworking. In fact, she earns higher than I'm doing now.
Wow.
So my responsibility is just to pay school fees and rent.
Wow.
And she takes care of the feeding.
Wow.
Wow.
That's my responsibility. Pay school fees, rent, maintain the car, pay NEPA bill and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But once she's coming from a shop in the market, you know, she buys what we're going to eat.
Wow.
You understand? So
yeah.
Basically, it ought to make things easier, but I don't know. We are stuck to the past.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate.
All right. We have Big Mike from Okota. Hi, Big Mike. Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, Andrea.
Hi, hi.
How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for the prestige pause, Big Mike.
Good morning. Well, I know that this role changing, I will call it palaver, because it has not been settled, is still an issue in many quarters.
That's right.
Yes, it has a negative and positive side, but the truth is that we should be able to shift our grounds to some certain extent. We should meet people in their stead while trying to expect, you know, that they move to towards us. So the last relationship I was in, there was this day that my lady was like, I was like, babe, cook something now. So she was not like, okay, she's going to go downstairs, but I should come and join her. I said, okay, no problem. I joined her and I was just there, you know, I thought it was just enough to use mouth and be keeping her company. Then she said something. She said, if I knew that you would just call me and just be blabby and be talking, that I'd have told you to go come and stay in your room and not come out. I was like, what else do you want me to do? I said, help me now. Do this or do that as you normally do. I said, oh, so you know I normally do. She said, hey, why are you now stopping and using mouth to be... I said, sorry. So it's just... It's, sometimes it's not just about your presence.
Yeah.
They just want you to support them and do one or two things, you understand? And it's easier when they don't make it look like it should be a standard. Sometimes it helps the man to know that...
Yeah.
When I'm up to it and I want to do it, I will come and do it out of love and my own willingness to help out and join you and support you. But not like it's a standard that
you must
do it.
You should be there. You understand? This thing there, our roles have been spelled out by God.
Yeah.
But we should support each other.
That's
just the thing.
Okay.
All right, Big Mike.
Anonymous on the line. I was going to say something regarding what he said, right? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
I don't have much strength to shout it where I wanted to shout it.
Because
I am glad that I am connected today because I have been making effort to connect all the way. No way.
Wow. Lucky so, you.
And,
welcome.
I am... I remain
anonymous.
I remain a secret admirer of your program.
Oh,
especially the couple, the husband and wife. I'm enjoying what you are doing.
Thank you.
And I pray that let your marriage continue to work stronger and stronger.
Amen. Thank you.
I actually to answer the question directly. The question you posed this morning,
you
are just asking whether it is better now, marriages are better now than what it used to be. My answer is no. I am saying no because marriages now, for call it whatever you like, they say, some say civilization has come. It's not better now. Go to court, any typical court in Nigeria now. What you see is a cases of divorce everywhere.
Do you mean that it's because of the change of spousal roles? Is that why there are a lot of marriages that are not stable?
Of course.
And the way people have taken it, even though you want to play a role, it shouldn't enter your head. It shouldn't make you feel that you have come out, you are free. You know, like it is being even said everywhere, that women liberation and all that. People saw women can't control it.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
I'm saying this out of experience because I have an experience now.
Okay.
I have a case that I wanted to even bring it to this program for people to even, you know, talk about it.
Okay.
Personally, I am suffering it because I am somebody who I cherish my family. Mm-hmm. I wanted to live like I see the two of you, mm-hmm, live together, smile together. But the other party took it for granted because I allow her to be free, to allow her for her career.
Hmm.
And so she went out there to begin to misbehave.
Oh.
And now, as we speak now, she has carried the children and run away from there because of another man that she has seen outside.
Huh.
And so, it's, you know, and I tell you that in all of these things, I have gone to court. I am pursuing the case just to recover my children, to take the custody of my children. But the whole idea of this women freedom or whatever they call it,
mm-hmm,
is for them to actually be contributing the family,
mm-hmm,
and make the family what it should be. That some of them are going taking it to
take an advantage of it. Yeah.
That's been, yes.
All right.
That's why. Even as I said as near you, please, if you should keep it up, let what you do encourage families.
Yeah.
Let them see that there is no need to begin to take civilization into your family. So mean that okay, we have come of age, we are now free, we begin to bring confusion in the family.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I can relate totally. I mean, you could feel that's as it depends. Now, Lord. If he's on the line quickly. Yes. Hello.
Hey, my people. Good
Hi.
Morning.
Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
You know me.
1 minute we've got though because of the other, I may not cut you.
Yes, you know, nowadays the young women will talk in their own time. We will talk the old school time. In our own time, our mother's time, my mother was a full time housewife. Whatever night my dad brings end of the month, everybody will eat. And we're never hungry. End of the month, like this, in the 60s, she will go to Onigbo market to go and buy all kinds of things. Omalanke will carry it down to their house. Mm. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
In our own time,
no way.
Our husband is different from that. We started knowing that, we have to work. That is why I went to school.
Okay.
So, after work, and we'll be supporting the house. But sometimes, most men abandon their responsibility when they find out that woman is capable.
Hmm.
Yes. You say, please, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Then they'll be coming to be loving you, you'll be hugging you, you'll be doing this. But there's a time, there's a limit to all those kind type of things.
That's right.
And what again I noticed, most boys nowadays,
mm-hmm,
these eateries, if you go to the place, I will not mention any name because I don't want to advertise.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the some eateries, particularly when there was a time I went to Lekki, Omo, if you see where these boys eat, I just made up, I say, I just call my friend, I say, you know me, these boys, they man, the marriage far from them.
All right, 11:30 already, and we have to wrap it up right now. Paul has been waiting.
Ah.
Oh my goodness, Paul has been waiting. And then I need to step aside for Power Solutions right now.
Mm.
But not to worry, I'm sure that you have so much to say.
Mm-hmm.
You can hold your thought, if possible, write it down so you do not forget. We'll have a part two of this conversation tomorrow, and we'll elaborate, we'll expatiate on this conversation because it is one that we need to have. There's so much we're going to spill out tomorrow, so keep it a date. I am Andrea Odwobi. Take care. Signing out for now.
Absolutely. I'm going to miss you. Well, I'm still here. Collins, take care. You can follow us on social media. Don't forget that. And yeah, absolutely. Tomorrow we'll continue with this topic. I'm going to miss you.